Rings Passeth Not, Peter, 21st January 2011. Dear Mother Father God, I am of holy incorruptible matter of infinite speed. I wish to call upon my Christed over-self of the light within to share with me how we can now move deeper into that which is awaiting us. We would appreciate any suggestions or directional guidance, as well as perhaps what seems to be moving toward workshops or gatherings again. Thank you. In unity and joy, we open this communication so that a greater abundance of light may radiate through you, providing stability, clarity of thoughts and feelings, and most of all, a clearer vision in love for spirit and your fellow brother and sister on earth. To move deeper into what is awaiting each of you now, you would do well to look beyond all event horizons that have and continue to be projected upon you, that support the massive amount of negative or limited prospects. These would include such things as the declarations of apocalyptical proportions, the fear-based scenarios founded by greed, control, and manipulation, the lack of resources, both human and natural, all the perpetuated limitations of the requirements for human survival, along with all the belief systems and old imperfect and inharmonious attitudes of denial and separation. All these latent probabilities must now be eliminated ardently from your thought processes. Indeed, we shall go further and say eradicated from your entire genetic programming and blueprint. Again, this seems to be totally in alignment with what Myra was sharing. These lower vibrational frequencies will not delay the transcendence of Mother Gaia or humanity at this time. However, they may diminish the definitive numbers of those who have the potentials to fully step into their Christed I Am selves within over the coming few years. To continue to hold on to these old, decaying, obsolete, and empty paradigms can still delay and misalign one's energies toward denial of the truth of who you are and who you are becoming. To move deeper into that which is awaiting you may require some fairly radical action. Just look at the world at this time and see how radical and extreme changes are needed. These are the reflections of the mass consciousness. Dear ones, these changes begin with you. It is time to stand up and declare your intentions to completely erase those old attention-grabbing thought forms. It is time to remove them outside of your own expanding consciousness. This may require some extensive shifting, but whatever it means to you, if it is appropriate for your progress to support the perfection and harmony of Mother Father God, expressing itself through humanity, it is time for convergence. We wish to share with you today several key facets that may assist each of you to find a more consistent and profound focus. Allowing each one to pass through what we will call the rings passeth not of your expanding consciousness. I stopped the channel for a moment. Not completely understanding this term myself, I found this explanation on the web by G. de Perucker that pretty well sums up for me what is being shared here. I include it here for your discernment. Ring passeth not, a profoundly mystical and suggestive term signifying the circle or bounds or frontiers within which is contained the consciousness of those who are still under the sway of the delusion of separateness. And this applies whether the ring be large or small. It does not signify any one special occasion or condition, but is a general term applicable to any state in which an entity, having reached a certain stage of evolutionary growth of the unfolding of consciousness, finds itself unable to pass into a still higher state because of some delusion under which the consciousness is laboring, be that delusion mental or spiritual. There is consciously a ring pass not for every globe of the planetary chain, a ring pass not for the planetary chain itself, a ring pass not for the solar system, and so forth. It is the entities who labor under the delusion who therefore actually create their own rings pass not. For these are not actual initiative material frontiers, but boundaries of consciousness. The channel continues. The rings are the boundaries of human conscious potentials. These rings sit at a point of man's evolutionary process, whereby they prevent passage to pass beyond that level of awareness until the human has completely understood their role upon Earth and been able to express it through their physical incarnation. The rings of which we speak are those that are awaiting your disembarkation, leaving behind the chains and shackles of limitation of earthbound existence, so as to journey further afield into the next dimensional reality, However, the foci as a human race in this lifetime is taking your physical biology with you. These rings passeth not have universal laws that must be obeyed, or perhaps we should say, honored through life's unyielding urge to achieve this goal. Energetically speaking, the tasks required are not difficult, for they indeed are the very nature of who you are. The difficult part is the remembering that you are God also. It would be impossible to pass these levels of consciousness while holding on to any human characteristics or attitudes of imperfection, without harmony of any expression, in thought, word, or deed. You would simply vaporize the human biology instantaneously as you entered the portals. This cannot and would not be allowed, and so, the universal laws apply to all and remain inaccessible. While one remains attached to and living from within, the human experience of separation and denial. To ascend beyond the third-dimensional realms with the biology intact will require your light body to be fully activated and embodied. Below are just a few of the most pertinent facets that will offer the greatest guidance in claiming the God-Goddess I Am at this time. We shall not elaborate upon them here, for that is not our purpose. We shall ask that you take each one at a time for yourselves, sit with it a while in silence and stillness, and see what comes up for you. Write about it, allowing the self to express what it feels is appropriate for you. There are indeed many levels here, and there are many paths to the rings for passage through. They are in no particular order of priority or importance, for all are completely interactive and interrelated in unity and oneness for expression with and through each other. Everything you see and touch within this 3D earth plane of existence is not material. It is spirit manifested. Humanity is the manifestation of God, expressing Him, self, herself, through them as individualized God-man and God-woman. The human biology is the vehicle or conduit that expresses Mother, Father, God through it, grounding the energy and alignment through and with Mother Gaia. Men and women have not come to the earth to present materiality in their lives, but to present the divinity as the impersonal life of God they are. Spirituality is a falsely perceived concept. You cannot attain what you already are. Love is the only energy value that will catapult and exalt you to your freedom. Human beings cannot align themselves to God while they live in attitudes of separation from themselves, others, the elementals, nature realms, and Devic kingdoms, or any other facets of God's creations. Living or expressing in negative concepts serves no one but those who do not accept themselves as love, joy, peace, and the Holy Spirit in all that is. Joy is the light that aligns, attunes, and activates every cell of the biology instantaneously to Mother, Father, God. In joy, there is no mind. Joy is the human expression of purity in and of love. Masters do not teach. They raise the vibrational frequencies of life's consciousness to embody the consciousness of life within themselves, so that they may lead by example for others to emulate for themselves. Spirit is not complicated, it simply is. It never diminishes, in light only expands. Excel only to raise and lift another into their spirit in the most simplest of ways, in the least amount of words. The Master's role upon earth is to serve, not to be served. Spirit has no opinion about anything. It simply holds the resonance of love and perfection for all to behold. There is no exception. The most powerful way to create anything in your life is to express your desires silently to your higher self and God. This then goes straight to Source, where no energy is wasted on verbalization, filtering out through the various matrices or diminished by others' thoughts that may oppose it. A master never declares to the material world his, her God, I am presence. Only to God does he, she do this within himself, herself. He, she knows that they are God I Am, spirit manifested in human form. Thereafter seen as a humble and silent person and unaffected by life's dramas. I Am God can also be interpreted as I Am Silent. Play with these in the most joyous of ways while you open to remember the truth of your spirit. We offer all this information in love and the deepest of joy. Until next, we share our perspectives. We say Adonai, dear souls, blessings of light. Peter, thank you once again for everything that you have shed new light upon.